They're not going to challenge him for a while.
Oh, who cares about boxing? Boxing's a has-been sport. I want to talk about UFC,
man. You are such
man.
A liar.
UFC 128
God,
cannot
I hate
wait.
You.
Comes up this weekend, and one of the stars of UFC 128,
see if you can pronounce
Uriah
his name
Faber,
right.
joins us here on the program. Hey, Uriah, how are you?
Doing good. Just taking in beautiful Newark, New Jersey, and
don't leave the hotel
here on Saturday.
Even a tough guy like you might not want to leave the hotel.
Nah, that's the rumor.
So you're right. You're fighting this weekend. Is it co-main event?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Co-main event.
Congratulations on that. And it's been a weird. This is UFC 128. It's kind of strange the way this all played out. I mean, you're one of the main events, and the other one now is who's fighting it now? Because it's changed so many times. I mean, this is like
John Bones Jones and Shogun Hua.
Right. So you know you got Jones Hua fighting, and this has changed several times because Rashad Evans injured his knee. I think he was supposed to fight first, and he couldn't fight. And then you got, I think, Rampage turned it down because he only had 4 weeks' notice. And now you got a different card altogether. And you've had other people in and out. So were you always scheduled to fight on this card?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure because I only pay attention to that as soon as they tell me I'm fighting. But
somehow I had a feeling.
Yeah, yeah, made some interesting, you know, changes throughout the whole course of this thing. But I mm-hmm. think Bones Jones Tua is going to be an awesome fight, and I know I'm going to put on a great fight myself.
So tell us a little bit about your opponent.
Eddie Wineland is my opponent. He's a tough dude, a real dangerous striker. He's got some heavy punches and kicks, and he's pretty good at everything else, but he's mostly a stand-up guy. Mm-hmm. So he'll be looking to knock me out, and I'm going to try to knock him out and choke him out and ground and pound or do whatever I can to finish the fight.
Absolutely. Uriah Faber is our guest fighting in Newark this week in a UFC 128. Actually, I'm going to be there and cheering you on. I can't wait for this card. You guys made it.
Uriah, he's a stalker and he loves you. Just be careful.
Well, I appreciate that.
I am a fan, I got to admit. I shouldn't do it, but I'm a fan.
Do you know what he wore to the station today? He wore K-Swiss, and he's been jumping rope in between segments.
He actually has his own clothing line, by the way. He does.
Do you have his shirt off?
Thankfully not.
Thankfully, no. I have not.
I'd wish I was Stevie Wonder if that happened.
But you're right. When at WEC, I mean, you were the featherweight champ, and now you're fighting in the UFC. A lot of you guys made out pretty well with this this merge, the acquisition.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it was always the same owners for us, but having the recognition with the fans and bigger opportunities for bonuses and the international coverage and things like that is going to be huge. So I'm stoked on it, man. I'm excited to be a UFC fighter. I've always wanted to be a champion in this organization, and the WEC was my only option at that time, and it was awesome to be that guy, but now I'm going to be the UFC champ, and that's what I want.
And congratulations. I hope so. And see you at 128. It's going to be funny because, and you, you know, I follow the UFC closely. I'm a big fan.
And I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, he's a huge fan. But I got to say, your life just improved so much. You should be the UFC champ. Looks like that may just happen. You're going to be a UFC champion. And I was sitting behind you at in Boston last year.
Do you remember all the pretty girls that were hanging around you in August in
ridiculous.
Boston?
It was ridiculous.
Do you remember that by chance?
I don't, man. Yeah.
Well, as it turns out, they were all hanging around Ed, and it was the overflow crowd that made their way to you. That's what Ed told me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I could help out.
You did. It was fascinating. I'm sitting right behind him, and every chick in the place was like fawning over him as he's sitting there. It was ridiculous. But congratulations. And
Ed tried to say he was the UFC champ in 1978. He got like some 60-year-old lady to get an autograph and everything.
Hey, they need love too, dude.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do around here, man.
That's right. It's every man for himself in this world, man.
Did you know that you're fighting, by the way, that Bones Jones is the brother of Ravens defensive player Edgar Jones? Did you know you're fighting a guy whose brother's in the NFL by chance?
He's not fighting. He's on the card, though.
He's on the card.
Yeah, he's on the card. He's in the co-main event.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I'm buddies with him, and I've met his brother. John Jones Bones and I, just if you ever want to hold up a picture of us, first off, in case you know, he's black and I'm white.
Yes.
And the other thing is, he's about maybe a foot plus taller than I am. So
I still think you could take him.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Now you see.
I can maybe take him.
Yeah, I think you see now how big a fan Steve is. He's just like, He's tried for a while. He's making fun of it all morning. Now he blew it.
It's all good.
All right, man. Well, congratulations. Seriously, I see you. I hope to see you before the fight or after. I'll be up there with Joe Rogan and stuff. We have to hang out once in a while. So we'll see you there.
Oh, you just dropped something. Austin,
yeah.
Oh, it was a name.
Yes. Oh, Derek, how are the kids? Oh.
Hey, I do have one question for you, Uriah. So
yes.
When you look at this UFC 128, I do look at this and say they're going to have to come up with some better names because you guys now, I would assume that when it was UFC 8, they had no idea that they were going to get to UFC 128. So you guys as fighters, do you ever look and say, hey, guys, we're going to have to come up with some better names from this because when we get to UFC 477, it's going to lose its luster.
Yeah, you know, they're getting creative with that. I'm sure they'll think of something. But just in case, you know, we'll just be ready for the number system, and it goes pretty high. So once we get in the millions, then we'll really worry about it.
So what's your prediction for Saturday with your fight?
I'm going to win, and it's going to be an exciting fight, hopefully in the first round. But I don't know, maybe submission.
Submission or not? Okay, submission. All right.
Thank you, Uriah. Appreciate it. Good luck.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot. And check me out on Twitter, at Uriah Faber.
Good deal. Thank you
very much. Thanks a lot, man.
I was pretty close, man. Kevin put up on the screen, brother of Ed Jones is brother of Edgar Jones. And I'm like, okay, you're fighting his brother.
Yeah, I've.
So I tried, man.
Good. I know. It's all good. It was funny, though. It was funny. We actually had him up. We talked to him, Bones Jones, about his brother and stuff like that. It's interesting. And actually, the son did a piece on that. That they had the two athletes in the family. Would he mess with his brother? He's like, no. It's like as big as he is. These guys can fight. Uriah can fight. Should be good.
I can't wait.
For him. See, now he hung up. See?
Oh, I'm going to talk way tougher when he's not on the phone. Although, the reality is this.
Yes.
He's on a phone line in Newark, New Jersey.
Yes.
He's got a fight coming up in 3 days. Is he going to come down here and get me because...
No. Can you tell he's a little laid back, California kid?